Delete Allstate or Allstate.com.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Showers in our forecast and a rain-snow mix when we get to our Wednesday. For our Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Breezy, the high around 54 degrees. About an inch of rain is expected on our Tuesday. About 3/4 of an inch of rain on the overnight. And Wednesday, a rain-snow mix throughout the day. Big patchy blowing snow. Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
For my installment of Just Start Talking this week, I got an individual. Tucker Black is with me. Tucker, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, as you really need no introduction, but doggone it, it's great to see you. For those folks that aren't familiar with you, tell us a little bit about your background.
Grew up listening to 96.7, was a farm kid, but spent my whole life wrestling. My sister and I wrestled at Eddyville and graduated from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and wrestled collegiately for 5 years. And once I was done wrestling and came back home and got married, I realized I needed some sort of physical outlet to work out, and you know, started looking for things and eventually found CrossFit. You know, as a wrestler, needed that itch of, you know, I need something that's hard, I need something that changes, and something that's going to push me. You know, I kind of like hurting a little bit sometimes when I work out. So I figured out what was the best track for me. And yeah, I eventually found CrossFit and knew right away that that's something I was just super passionate about.
I'm going to back up the bus just a skosh, but you guys actually had a rope that you climbed in the barn at the homestead place. The reason for that, obviously, you could do your own workouts there, right there at the farm.
Yeah, in sixth grade, my dad decided that he was going to put a rope from the rafters of our barn and make us climb ropes. And we didn't always climb it as often as we needed to or as often as we should have, but we did it quite a bit. You know, I remember my favorite memory of the rope was that summer of my sixth grade year after it had been installed. Megan and I got into a rope climbing contest of who could make it, you know, do the most rope climbs. And one time I called her out for not touching the top, and she said I was lying. So I punched her across the face, and it would have gone well, except she had braces on and it took some skin off my hand. So that was the last time we fought over rope climbs.
Sibling rivalry. Very good. Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Let's kick it in a little bit. Your better half, Sarah, talk about her athletic prowess. I mean, I don't know if she was active as an athlete or not. Talk about her.
Sarah likes her claim at being the shortest first baseman in the state of Iowa for softball. Outside of that, you know, wasn't a huge athlete, but time and time again, I've heard her say, like, wow, if they had women's wrestling when I was in high school, I would have loved that. I think she would have been a great wrestler. She's plenty scrappy and pretty tough. So, but she started working out with me and, you know, found CrossFit along with me. And, we found that that was something that, you know, we could do regardless of our skill level and regardless of our athletic backgrounds.
That's cool. Just real quick, a little shout out to Megan, your sister. She broke the glass ceiling for women's wrestling by being the first ever female to place in the boys' state tournament, and that's quite an honor to have.
Yeah, she's the best. She's just, Megan is, she's a great person, and she's super funny and super hardworking, and I don't know of anybody more humble than Megan. So I always brag on her because she never brags on herself, and she needs to. She's pretty great.
Yeah, absolutely. And just real quick, your thoughts of the girls wrestling here in Iowa? It has exploded.
Oh, well, it was ripe to explode. There's so much support for wrestling, like grassroots support for wrestling in Iowa. When I was a women's wrestling coach at the college level, I recruited all over the nation, and there were certainly pockets of good female wrestling, but there wasn't that grassroots support where there was in Iowa. There's these girls everywhere who their dad and brother and uncle and maybe even, you know, grandpa, like in my case, wrestled. Families know wrestling here, so it's just a very natural transition for these girls to wrestle. So yeah, it was always ripe to explode, and it's so neat to watch it happen.
Absolutely. Two classes already. I'm talking with Tucker Black for my installment of Just Start Talking this week, and he, and along with his wife Sarah, are owners of CrossFit 2320 over there in Ottumwa. And you mentioned that you were owners. Tell us a little bit about the equipment that you had to get lined up for your building. I'm sure you had guidance, but talk about those selections of those pieces of equipment.
Yeah, so it's certainly, although it didn't feel cheap at the time, if you compare it to any, you know, YMCA or Anytime Fitness or stuff like that has a lot of machines. We don't have a whole lot of machines. We have like a rower, a bike, and a ski erg. But most of our equipment is either dumbbells, barbells, or boxes. And we have some odd objects like kettlebells and sandbags that we can all use in different forms and manners to replicate kind of what your movements look like on a daily basis to help you, like I said, replicate those patterns and get fitter and stronger. And, you know, it's certainly not all weightlifting. There's a lot of cardio to it, would be maybe the layman's term. But we can use this equipment in a million different ways, a lot more simpler than just, you know, the machines you'd find at a regular gym.
And so immediately I'm thinking about SNL, Hans and Franz pump you up. It's not necessarily lifting weights, but using those weights and mm-hmm. using those items to get where they need to. You just didn't willy-nilly get into this business. You actually took some classes mm-hmm. to help you prepare on the business side mm-hmm. because you knew you wanted to do something, but your background doesn't have that business stigma there. Talk about that.
When it was just a dream, Main Street Ottumwa announced their first Business Builder Academy. And, you know, my wife sent that to me on Facebook, and I signed up immediately because I knew I had this idea and I knew I needed help bringing the vision to life. So we did, I think it's a 6-week course every Tuesday and Thursday for 3 hours. And we went through a variety of things, and we worked with like talking about our dream, talking about what we wanted to do with our business, if our business was new, if we had already had a business. And then they helped us walk through the nuts and bolts of being a business owner from the legal side, from taxes, from marketing. And then we moved into the final stage of like your business pitch. Like, hey, how are you going to sell your business? I don't think they talked about coming on a radio show, but the big thing to drive home was, what is your elevator speech for why, you know, for me, for why somebody should try CrossFit?
And I'm sure part of that was to come up with the name. And mm-hmm. there is significance with your logo and mm-hmm. with your name. Talk about that. It's CrossFit 2320, and you have a lion on the logo.
Yes. So not to be intimidated by the lion. I actually read a book my sophomore year of college that was given to me by my Bible study leader called Chase the Lion. And it goes over 2 Samuel 23:20, which is one of – it talks about one of King David's mighty men, Benaiah. And there's only one line given to him in the whole Bible, I believe. But it speaks about how he had some – successes or victories in battle, but the most notable one was he chased a lion into a pit on a snowy day and killed him with his bare hands. And that was significant to me because wrestling at the time, it was telling me that you've got to go do the thing that's scary. You've got to go chase it down. And I believe that, you know, people's fitness and their health is really scary. It's just something that maybe they're ashamed of or they've never tried before. And they just don't want to open the door and see what's inside because they're scared of what they might find. But ultimately, you got to go jump in the pit. So that's been the heart of what we're doing here, is that we want people to jump into the pit and chase that thing that scares them, because there's a whole lot of freedom in it.
And that's the crazy thing about life, anybody, is the fear of the unknown is right there all the time.
Right. Yep.
All right. So I'm confident, but I still have to ask this. As a owner of this CrossFit 2320 in Ottumwa, you have to be certified to be a CrossFit instructor?
Right. So to be a CrossFit coach, to run classes, you have to have your level one coaching certificate, which is CrossFit teaches their methodology and proper movement so that you can help others move properly and understand why you're doing what you're doing. And then to be an owner now, you have to have your level two CrossFit coaching certification, which helps you a lot coaching wise in how to help others move properly, how to spot flaws. And that I took that last August, and that was I feel like it blew the roof off for me coaching. It really, really helped me understand how to articulate what I'm seeing and how to truly help others in a kind but clear way.
And let me ask you this. Where do you go for that instruction? Was that at Indian Hills then?
No. So my level two certification was held in Des Moines at CrossFit Merle Hay. You can get on the CrossFit website and look for where they're offering them. It's called a seminar, where they're offering them worldwide. You know, if you're looking for a road trip, you can make the trip, or you can try to stay as local as possible.
That is awesome. I'm talking with Tucker Black, and Tucker is a well-known individual on the wrestling ranks, 165-pound state champion back in 2014 for EBF, and he is, along with his wife, owners of CrossFit 2320 in Ottumwa. And the great thing about you guys, in terms of what you have to offer, it's from 1 to 99. Talk about that. You open up the door for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I've got to give a lot of credit to Sarah, because she loves her community probably like nobody I've ever seen, and truly wants to make a difference. And, you know, I do as well. But we have different offerings. We have CrossFit Kids. We have CrossFit Teens. Then we have CrossFit. And within our CrossFit umbrella for adults, we also have CrossFit Lite for people who need to moderate intensity or just beginning. That's a smooth entryway into the methodology what we're doing to help people become healthier and fitter versions of themselves. But you know, for our CrossFit Kids, we're still working on the same movements: pressing, pulling, squatting, and hinging, as we use for we have members that are 62 years old, and we use those movements, and we use the way of varying intensity and different time frames and mixing different movements together to achieve those goals for all ages. And, you know, so Patton, you and I could go into the gym and I could write a workout for us, and we could be doing the same movements that it's going to take about the same amount of time with the same relative heart intensity for both of us. But your workout might look a little bit different than mine due to whether it's your age, skill, experience.
I was going to say, I was hoping to figure out what the time frame would be if somebody walked in off the street and said, I'm going to be a newbie. How long do I have to do a workout? Is it, you know, you probably can't say, well, let's do half hour here, half hour here, or let's try 45 minutes. It's probably a little different than that.
Right. So we take it one class at a time. Each class is an hour long, and some people are quick learners. Some people it takes a little bit longer for them, and that's absolutely okay. There's no finish line. The finish line is, I guess, 6 feet under in the grave. Like, we want you to move your body to move until your heart stops moving. So you're going to come in, and we're going to stick with you, and we want you to stay with us, and you're going to have fun. It's going to, you know, you walk in the door and the workout's written for you, and the coach is going to help you through, learn how to do the movement, teach you, you know, what the intensity we're looking for is, suggest what weights you should be doing, help you along, help you modify if needed to during the middle of the workout. And well, most, you know, most people come for a workout and they stay for the community. It's been, you know, people that I would have never met have become friends, and people are coming through the door and becoming friends with people they would have never met. And now they're best friends and they're hanging out because they enjoy this kind of, I don't want to call it shared suffering, but this vulnerable experience when they come in and they sweat and they get a little uncomfortable, and it's a really good experience for everyone.
Now, most people would say, well, it's January 1st. I need to get going. You can get going today, right? You don't
Absolutely.
Have to do it calendar-wise, right?
Absolutely. The day to make a change in your life and in your health is today. You know, don't wait for next January. Don't make up excuses. Come through the doors. We want to help you get started. And we understand maybe you got kids and you're busy, or maybe you're snowbirds and you're going south for the winter. But we're going to work with you. We're going to help you. And the time is now.
Let's go ahead and hit those times. You've got quite a few options for people in terms of during the day and even on Saturdays as well. Talk mm-hmm. about those.
Yeah. Monday through Friday, we have 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and 8:15 a.m. class. That 8:15 is specifically for CrossFit Light. Those people that are wanting to moderate intensity, or who are a little new to it and aren't ready for, you know, the full-blown thing. Yep. We have 4:30 and 5:30 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. Saturday mornings, and then Sunday afternoons we have CrossFit Kids and CrossFit Teens as well. And those are, you know, for ages 7 through 17. And we have a whole lot of fun. You know, the kids is a little bit more just general fitness. But I think sometimes, you know, maybe PE classes don't hit all the needed movements. And then for the teens, it's a lot of weightlifting and teaching them how to put a barbell in their hands.
Interesting stuff. Now, you guys have done some things that talk about some challenges. Mm-hmm. The Valor Fit yearly challenge. Talk about what goes into that.
Yeah, so the Valor Fit Games is a competition in which we've brought, I think we brought 7 or 8 teams there this year. Teams of two, where you partner up, and there's 3 events during the day. They're hero workouts, and Valor Fit is an organization, is a nonprofit organization that tries to get veterans into CrossFit affiliates. You know, a lot of people leave the armed services and they're missing that community, or missing those, you know, they don't have those people that they used to be with and used to work out with. And you know, when I talk about shared suffering, there was obviously some shared suffering generally in the armed services. So they get 6 months of a membership paid for by Valor Fit. So that's my Valor Fit plug. But anyways, we go to the Valor Fit Games, and it's just a good experience to compete against other people and have fun. And it's, you know, a lot of great bonding experiences.
Now, some of your advertisement indicated that you can, by using CrossFit, you can decrease your medications. And but before we get to that, I want to make sure people know. I'm talking with Tucker Black. He and his wife, Sarah. Tucker and Sarah Black, they own CrossFit 2320 over there in Ottumwa. And so with this decreasing medication, a lot of people's ears perk up because it's like, well, I'm going to save some money, but how?
Yeah, and certainly no shame to people that are on medication to try to deal with health conditions, because, you know, that's a very real thing. But there are people that are on a lot of prescriptions, and what we hope for people to do is when they walk through the doors that they can alleviate themselves of having to be on prescriptions. At the core, CrossFit is, you know, and sometimes the high-end CrossFit athletes look like, you know, maybe Greek gods, but we don't necessarily work out for show muscles. We're not bodybuilders by any means. We do things that help your life improve. We get your heart rate up. We learn how to keep it up and bring it back down. We work on your, you know, ability to use oxygen to fuel your body in the simplest terms possible. And what we've seen is people be able to go off of heart medication for the first time in decades. We've seen people, like, their triglycerides have dropped. They're off cholesterol medication, all because they started CrossFit. And sometimes, like, oftentimes there's visual changes. You know, people are losing weight. people are fitting into the clothes they haven't been able to fit into for years, which is, you know, something we always want to celebrate. But more importantly, we hear that, man, I feel so much healthier. I was able to take myself off of medicine. I feel more alive when I'm playing with my kids. I'm able to do this. I'm able to do that. I want to get outside and work out now. I want to sweat. I want to do this because CrossFit has lit this fire in me, and I feel capable now. So that's really just, I get kind of emotional thinking about it, because you're truly changing people's lives. And it's not necessarily us here at CrossFit 2320, but the methodology. And it's really fun to watch our members go through that.
Good deal. So you've got a website. It's fairly easy to navigate. Talk about the website address.
Yep, 2320iowa.com. You can visit that, or you can visit our Facebook or Instagram page, pages, CrossFit 2320. I don't want to call it the pretty face. I am just the coach. My wife, Sarah, she is the brains behind the business. She is the accountant. She's the HR. She is the social media manager. She is Mrs. Everything, and she's so stinking talented. But yeah, you'll see she does just a wonderful job promoting what we do and giving you an insight to what the inside of our walls look like at 2320 and what we're about. And we're trying to step up our game even more all the time and put some reels out there talking about what we do or just having fun.
Well, the crazy thing about the Facebook and the Instagram, if I'm not mistaken, it's free, right?
Right. Free marketing. You know, we know that people are on their phones a lot from, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Or they're in their beds holding it, 4 inches away from their face, and they're scrolling up. And we want to be in front of your face when that time comes.
I've been chatting with Tucker Black for my edition of Just Start Talking this week. He, and along with his wife, Sarah, are owners of the CrossFit 2320 over there in Ottumwa. And, of course, there is actually some people in the KIIC listening area that are, quote-unquote, customers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe my favorites are Lynn and Doug Osteen, right here in Albia. They have been day one CrossFit 2320 members. They came as Masters clients, which was 50 and up, and we transitioned that just into CrossFit Lite. But they, they come religiously. They work hard. They complain about how sore they are. Then they come back again. And them, along with some other members that have been there from day one, they're awesome. They're amazing. But yeah, we love the Osteens.
So tell us a little bit about what a person needs to do to get, in the door. They don't have to buy the fancy clothes. There's no showers, right?
Nope. We smell together. Go to our website, 2320iowa.com. If you want to try it out, I always suggest come 3 times before you make a decision on whether you want to become a full-time member or not. But you can reserve a drop-in, a one-time rate, and come in, try it out. Ask questions. Obviously, you can message us on Facebook or Instagram what questions you have about that. But we're going to tell you, come in, try it out. Like I said, come 3 times because every day is a little bit different. Every day is the workouts are rarely the same. There's a lot of variation, which keeps you fresh. Keeps you wondering too what's going to be around the bend.
Right.
You can find us on our pages, or you can find us at 2512 Clearview Avenue. On the north side of Ottumwa, and check us out.
I was going to say, it's easy to get to because it's not too far away of the former home of the Hy-Vee North there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, just across the street. When they closed down, we used their parking lot last year for just running sometimes. And I guess that's another thing I want to highlight real quick. A lot of people do not like running, and we don't run very often. We throw it in there every now and then. But there's so many people that want to work out, they want to get fit, but they don't want to run. Running isn't comfortable for them. I get it. Come on in. We can scale. We can find alternatives for running. We can give you the same heart health benefits as running without having to put the running shoes on. And we can also make you stronger while doing it.
Wow, interesting stuff. Tucker Black, along with his wife, Sarah Black, they own CrossFit 2320 there in Ottumwa. If you want to go back and listen to this Just Start Talking podcast, all you have to do is go to the website here for KIIC at www.kiicradio.com. Select that Listen Live tab that's at the top, and then on the right side you'll see this podcast of our installment of Just Start Talking or any other one, and you can listen to it all over again. Tucker, thank you so much for being with me here on KIIC.
You're the best. Thanks, Pat.
This week, 40% of families will consume this. This week, it's your question of the day. What do you think it is? It is not fast food. It's not fast food. But it is food. There's your clue.
Put a smile on everybody's face. I'm gonna kneel and pray every day, lest I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna search and find a better way to talk. I'm gonna spit and polish my old rough-edged self till I get rid of every single flaw. I'm gonna be the world's best friend. I'm gonna go around shaking everybody's hand. Hey, I'm gonna be the cotton-picking rage of the age. I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
Network from Learfield. Welcome to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, powered by Chevron Renewable Energy Group. Also brought to you by Hy-Vee, who proudly supports the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Now, live, here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Chevron. Fueling your game for a lower carbon tomorrow makes you a winner today. And the Cyclones were winners over the weekend in both men's and women's basketball. And those will be our guests today. T.J. Altsberger coming along a little bit later in the show. Bill Fenley, our guest right now. Eric Heft is our guest co-host today. And Coach Fenn, just a really great senior day. And you only had one senior honor in Emily Ryan, which was kind of appropriate in a way. But I just love the way she started the game. You're always hoping that a senior will have a good day on senior day. And you could tell in the first 2 minutes of the game that she was going to have a really good day.
Yeah, senior day is always hard. That's one of the reasons I remember. I think it was Tracy Gahan was the one I remember. She was crying in the lineup line before the game you know, before we honored the seniors, I'm like, okay, we got to change the format here and focus on the game first. And but Emily was really ready to go. I think she was obviously very emotional, and I talked to her a lot about leading up to the game, and she just kept saying, I don't want to talk about it. Let's focus on the game. No big speeches, no nothing. And but it was one of those days where from shoot around on, it was just everything just went right. And you don't get many of those days.